Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jesse, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Do you have a couple of minutes?
Sure, Jesse.
Thank you very much. I highly appreciate that. Now, am I speaking with Danielle?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. Danielle, are you registered to vote in Florida?
I am.
Wonderful. Okay. What are the chances that you are voting in the August 20th primary elections for U.S. Senate and Florida legislature? Are you almost certain? Probably?
I am totally certain. I always vote.
That's the spirit. Do you plan to vote with the Republican primary or Democrat primary?
With the Democratic primary, Jesse, because you know what? The Republicans are just trying to destroy the United States. But you're not here for that, so we'll continue on to the next question.
Actually, I'm exactly here for that. Your opinion does matter to us. And whatever you have to say, you go ahead and say it. That's exactly what I'm here for. Okay?
Yes.
Now,
yes. Thank you.
Moving on to the next. May I ask you what year you were born?
1977.
77. Wonderful year. And what, okay, are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, and do you consider yourself as white, African-American, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial?
I consider myself as African-American.
Wonderful.
But we're from the Caribbean, but I guess it's the only thing that we could choose would be African-American.
Wow.
So we are African-American. Yes.
Okay. What a night. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going the right direction, or do you feel like they've gotten off the wrong track?
Oh, in Florida, it's a hot mess due to Ron DeSantis.
What, wrong track.
It's wrong track, very wrong track, due to the governor.
Now, real quick, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one, okay? As very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Okay.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
What about Chad Klitschman?
I don't know who that is. Let me look him up.
Okay.
Let me see who that is.
Let me go on to the next one, okay?
Yeah.
Kamala Harris?
Very favorable. Highly favorable.
Highly favorable. Okay, what about Ron W. Jacobs Jr.?
I don't know who that is. Are these Republicans? They're horrible people.
I do not have. I do not have.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let me help you. Sorry, I'm going to put you on. Give me a second, boys. I'm on the phone. I'm sorry. What was the name of that person? Ron who?
Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
Ron W. Jacobs Jr.?
Rodney.
Ronnie.
Yeah. Rodney W. Jacobs Jr. R-O-D-N-E-Y. Rodney.
Boy, Congressman Ronnie. Oh, my gosh. My sons are killing me right now.
You have a full house.
Ronnie. Yeah, you have no idea. Ronnie. They're only two. It's only two. It sounds like 40, but it's only two.
Oh,
Ronnie,
wow.
W. Jacobs. Boys, please. Junior, my husband stepped out for 1 second, and now it's like all about twist.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's wonderful. I love Rodney. Yes, Rodney.
What about Chad Klitschman? K-L-I-T-Z-A-M-A-N.
K-L-I. K. You said Chad is the first name?
Chad is the first name, and the last name is K as in Kilo, I-T-Z-M-A-N. Klitschman.
Yes, he's wonderful.
Wonderful? Okay, what about Barbara Sharif?
He's going to be a law school. Look at him. Good for him. Yes. Jewish attorney. Very nice.
What about Barbara Sharif?
Oh, we love Barbara Sharif. She's amazing.
Love her?
Highly. Yes.
Okay. You're doing a great job here. Now, if the Democrat primary for Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Chad Klitschman, and Ronnie W. Jacobs Jr., for whom would you vote for?
Barbara Sharif.
Barbara Sharif, okay. How certain are you that you will vote for Barbara? Are you very certain, somewhat?
I mean, I'll be happy to hear what Chad is talking about. But, you know, I'm, you know, somewhat certain.
Okay. Somewhat certain, no worries. Now, thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you to vote. You stop me whenever you hear a subject that you really focus on, okay?
Oh, okay, okay. I'm so sorry. We wrap it up pretty quickly because of the kids. But go ahead, go ahead.
No. I got you. Maybe 30 seconds, a minute, the longest.
Perfect.
Now, home and property insurance, education, climate change and environment, voting rights, protection.
I can only vote for one, or I can vote for more.
Only one.
Okay, keep going.
Voting rights, protecting productive rights, jobs and wages, health care, LGBTQ rights, or other?
Home. The first one.
All right. Now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only.
Sure.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal,
okay. Very or somewhat?
I'm somewhat. You know, I have some moderate views for certain things, you know. The world can't go too crazy now. But yes, I am raising these two boys. They're crazy enough. So, yeah.
I love your opinion. Thank you very much. We're almost done right here, okay? So, what is the last year of school that you completed?
I have a master's degree.
Master's degree. Congratulations.
Yes.
Now, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have you state your first name?
Sure, Danielle.
Thank you very much. This survey has concluded. Thank you very much for participating. Have a wonderful evening. It sounds like you have a full hand with your boys there.
I have a full house. And while you're doing these, you know, these little surveys, you know, you're going to notice that the higher in education people are, the more Democratic they lean. Because, you know, the toothless Republicans of the Trump Party are just a hot mess. And they're destroying Florida.
I've heard hundreds of opinions.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of opinions.
Oh, I'm sure. I wish I had your job. I'm a nurse. You know, I should have went. I should work
really?
For you. Oh, because trust me, I'd probably have to fix you in right back. Oh, really?
My wife's a nurse. And I remember when I used to say, my boys are giving me a hard time. Now one's 21 and the other one's going off to college.
Oh, let's trade.
So enjoy. No.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
That's the best advice I can give you.
Have a great night.
Good evening.
Thank you so much.
Good night. Bye.
Nice.